When police shut down the outbound lanes of Egan Drive late Friday morning, they now say they were searching for evidence from a highway gunfight stemming from a drug deal. Friday's shooting at the Coho Park Apartments after midnight was followed by an early morning exchange of gunfire from two moving vehicles on Egan Drive between the parties involved in the first shooting. That's according to a press release from the Juneau Police Department put out Monday. Police say there were no injuries in the second shooting and that it went unreported. Police had shut down outbound lanes of Juneau's main road artery by 10:22 a.m. Friday to collect evidence. So far, in the alleged drug deal, turned shooting, turned highway gunfight, turned faux kidnapping, police say they've arrested three people, all Juneau residents. 44-year-old James DePasquale. Police say DePasquale was shot twice at the Coho Park Apartments and was taken to the hospital from the scene. The latest police statement says the parties involved in the initial shooting were also in the highway shooting. It's not clear how, if at all, DePasquale could be involved in the second shooting after he'd been hospitalized. Police could not be reached to clarify. Court records show charges for seven felonies and one misdemeanor pending against DePasquale that are consistent with drug dealing, gunplay, and tampering with evidence. They also show that about 11 hours before he was shot, the courts had issued a warrant for his arrest. He'd been on probation for an assault in July. Second, 24-year-old Gerald Torres. Court records show he's facing two felony charges. One is for drugs, the other is for gunplay, specifically from a moving vehicle. The vehicle hunt that police solicited the public's help with Friday was for a truck that Torres reportedly left the initial shooting in. However, officials picked him up around 8:12 a.m. Friday in a sedan with 26-year-old Amanda Phillips. Phillips is facing a felony charge for tampering with evidence. Police accuse her of hiding the handgun that DePasquale used. All three are due in court today. Police have mentioned two more people somehow involved, but haven't identified them by name. A 22-year-old woman who reported her kidnapping and escape from a man involved in the initial shooting Friday. Police now say she was voluntarily involved with DePasquale and Torres, and that the kidnapping was likely a fabrication. Finally, police mention an unidentified third man involved in the highway shooting. Police did not elaborate on his role. A police spokesman said Friday up to six search warrants were pending. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.